Welcome to ChiroFeast, where we are serving up big helpings of wisdom in the successful practice of chiropractic, the world of entrepreneurialism, and extra servings of mentorship to navigate this wonderful experience we call life. My name is Dr. Jeff Danielson. I've built, bought, and sold many chiropractic practices and currently own 19 limited liability corporations. I love the entrepreneurial spirit, and I pay it forward through a company called Big Fish Enterprises. I coach and mentor business owners so they don't repeat the mistakes that I made in my career. Every week, we cover a topic that will help make you a better leader and a better entrepreneur. Or maybe it's just going to be a topic that helps you become a better person. You'll want to share these episodes because in life, it is always better to pay it forward. And now, let's get into today's topic. Come and get it! Chiro Feast is online and we are ready to serve. And yes, we are doing the back half of Oprah's 13 Rules for Success. Yes, we're talking about Oprah. My goodness, that woman has made a life of impact. And like her or love her or, you know, whatever you think of her, I read her 13 rules. I almost didn't. I shared last time that I almost passed up on reading these and then decided, hey, if I can get one little nugget out of the 13, then it was worth reading it. And so I did. And my goodness, I was glad I did because the last episode and now this episode has come out of this. So today, we're going to do the back half of it, which is going to start with number 7 and go through 13 with some of my embellishments and add-ons and whatnot. But let's just review just for those that missed the first one, or maybe you heard the first one but just need to be reminded. Here we go. Top rules for success, top 13 for Oprah are this. Number 1, have empathy. Have empathy, which means you understand the feelings of other people. Number 2, validate other people. Validate others. Number 3, know that you are enough, just how God made you. Yes, you are enough. Don't feel the pressure to be more than that. Number 4, take the opportunity to stand in other people's shoes once in a while. Stand in other people's shoes. Number 5, stop comparing yourself to others. Number 6, learn how to say no. Okay? And these last two, this is number 6 there was learn how to say no, but I talked in the last episode about learning how to say yes. Early in your career, you have to kind of force yourself to say yes, to know that you are good enough and that you do deserve to have opportunities and you can say yes to things and go for it. And that doesn't mean they're always going to be super successful, but if you don't say yes to something, you're never going to get off the ground. Okay, you've got to get somewhere. You know, I think it was Michael Jordan that said, you miss 100% of the shots that you never take. You miss 100% of the shots that you never take. So say yes once in a while. Take a shot. Okay? Number 5, I'm going to go back to that one for just a second because chiropractors have a big, huge problem with comparing themselves to others. It's not about how many people you see. It's how many people you see that you can absolutely have an influence on. How many people you can help, how many people you can inspire. It's not the number at the end of the week as to how many people like walked through your door. I know somebody that, you know, saw huge numbers, 1,000 to 1,100 people a week. But the guy was, you know, it was delivering garbage. I mean, he was delivering an adjustment, but it wasn't having an impact on people and he went out of business. He literally, his office closed. I think he went crazy. Because of just the pressure of trying to be the guy, to be more, and always comparing, you know, how many are you seeing? How many are you seeing? How many are you seeing? Who cares? Who cares? All right. So let's go with number 7. We're going to go from 7 through 13 today. So buckle up. Here we go. We're ready to eat. Number 7, believe. Believe. Are your actions in alignment with what you believe? Your self-confidence in who you are and in what you do every day is required. That self-confidence is required for you to be successful. You need to believe. You need to believe it. I remember back when I was still in chiropractic school, and I am so thankful to the Lord for having me meet the right people. When I was early on in chiropractic school, in grad school, I met the right people. I went to a noontime, it was like a philosophy club. It was called Club Chiropractic. And I remember I heard a speaker. I don't remember what his name was. And the way he described his practice and what he was doing on a daily basis and why he was doing it absolutely punched a hole right through my gut. I had no idea what chiropractic was or what it could be or what a practice of chiropractic could be until I heard that man speak. And it just, it lit me on fire to want more. What did it light me on fire to want more of? More knowing of what my philosophy is or was or needed to be or what it could develop into. Philosophy is the study of knowledge, the study of knowing. And I wanted to know what chiropractic was. And so I started to devour information. I started going to that Club Chiropractic, that philosophy club, every single week. I started going to that toward the end of my first trimester in grad school. And there's 10 trimesters in chiropractic school at the school that I was at. At the end of the first trimester is when I heard that message, and I got lit on fire. By the third trimester, I was the president of that club because I loved it so much. And I was the president of that club until I graduated for the next 7 trimesters and brought speakers from all over the country to come and speak in that club because I wanted other people to be inspired like I was. And so I started devouring books like Stevenson's textbook, like Fred Barge's books. If you haven't read any of Fred Barge's books, you have to. What a communicator Fred was. The Green Books, I've got them all. Haven't read them all, every single page. No, that'd be crazy. But I've read a lot of them. And I started to learn what our profession was built on. And then I watched every video and, had the honor of driving around in my 1990 Ford Festiva with Reggie Gold and learn from him and hear him speak in videos and online. If you go online right now and listen to Reggie Gold give his talk that he would give to his patients, I think you'll be inspired. It's just cool stuff how he can explain things, a very simple way to explain things. Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's so simple, so simple to just focus on others and how to win friends and how to be an influence. So learning your philosophy so that you believe, because without belief, your actions are just going to be milquetoast. They're not going to be enough. You need to believe in what you're doing and why. Okay, that was a lot of time to spend on number 7, but I think it was worth it. Number 8, live your life by intention. It doesn't just happen to you, you guys. It doesn't just happen. I just had this conversation with my interns in my office, or at least 3 of them. I think 3 of them were present in front of me. We had a food truck at our office just yesterday. And my marketing director, my outreach coordinator, she organized having the food truck there. We've done this numerous times in the past, and we had the food truck, and it's all about, our focus was to bring a food truck that was a part of a business that had really struggled during the pandemic, and to bring them here and to bless them by bringing them 80 to 100 customers. That's our goal. 80 to 100 customers will buy food from your truck. Bring your truck. Let's go. We want to bless you. And so we get the truck at our office, and we have tables set up and chairs set up. And then And then we work the crowd. We walk around. We meet the people that, and of course, you know, the way to get people to come to it is hard work. You have to blanket the neighborhood with flyers. You got to let businesses know that the food truck is coming in, and all of this. And so you get the word out, and then all the people are there. And I was in the office because a bunch of stuff was going on. The x-ray machine broke, and a couple of late patients came in and had problems, and it was delaying me getting out into the parking lot and working with people. So the food truck was there from 11 until 1, and it was 12:15, and I looked at my interns that were standing there, and I'd been running around like my hair was on fire, you know, fixing problems, and I looked at my interns, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why are you standing in here? You need to be outside talking to the people in line. You need to be schmoozing with people, getting to know people. Don't think that you got to sell them something. Just get to know the people in line. Ask them if they've ever been to a chiropractor. Ask them who their family chiropractor is. Well, I don't have a family chiropractor. Oh, really? You know, just start a conversation. That's the opportunities when you have people in front of you. You got to have intention, okay? Number eight here is live your life by intention. You need to have daily actions that then give you opportunity to be in front of people, to share your message, that then allow you to take them into your fold and have them become a part of your family and adjust them and give them life and give them inspiration and give them hope. But it starts by getting your frickin' butt out of the office and out into the frickin' parking lot and into the line with the people for the food truck. That's what it starts with. Action. Take action. A lot of preparation went into getting the food truck at our place and getting the people to show up. You can't drop the ball at the last minute and ignore the people by standing inside the office. Okay? Does this make sense? I hope this makes sense. Having daily actions, goals, okay? Set your vision, create the steps to make the vision come to fruition. And, you know, this past year and a half has been a challenge. Oh my goodness, it's been a challenge with the whole COVID thing. And some of you might be saying, oh, it really hasn't impacted me that much. It hasn't been that hard, et cetera. Well, you know, everybody's got a different story, okay? Everybody's got a different story. You know, actually in the food truck line was a gentleman that owns a company called R&D Batteries. And I'm like, batteries? What does that mean? Like, batteries for what? And he goes, batteries for medical devices. And I said, were you one of the very fortunate people? I'm hoping that you say yes to this. Were you one of the fortunate people that over COVID did really well because of a new demand for your batteries? And he's like, well, interestingly enough, you know, we supply batteries for medical equipment. And you would think that with everybody getting sick and whatnot, that we would have done really well. He said the one sector of our business that did do well is we supply batteries for ventilators. And so now, the ventilators were flying out the doors, and so supplying batteries for these ventilators was a huge business boom for them. However, the meat and potatoes, the major part of his business was supplying batteries for other medical equipment, okay? Equipment that keeps hearts pumping during surgeries and stuff like that. And all of the hospitals were really shutting down to heart surgeries and orthopedic surgeries and stuff like that. And so all of those machines didn't need batteries because they weren't being used because all the focus was on the COVID people. So the 95% of their business really suffered because the hospitals were laying off people. I mean, hospitals literally were closing during COVID, which that just is crazy. Isn't that crazy? But that's what was happening because they weren't allowing people to come in and have procedures done. So you know, it's interesting, all the different stories, but, you know, for me in my life, we had a lot going on. I had one large clinic, 22 employees in my biggest clinic, and then I had four other clinics, and my other clinics were smaller, and they weathered the storm really, really well. I was so proud of the chiropractors, my partners that were running those clinics. My larger clinic, we have a payroll of like 55,000 at that time a month. And so we had to do things immediately to change how we were doing things to survive. Okay. And so a lot of people have been kind of treading water, just keeping their nose above the water. And I own four restaurants. I also own a hospice and home care business. And we couldn't get into nursing homes to be able to serve the people because they closed the nursing homes, you know, to outside people. And so, you know, everybody has a story. I'm telling you, I have a story of working harder. The hardest time I've ever worked in my life is the last 2 years. I've never worked so freaking hard in my life. It's been unbelievable. And I'm going to look back on it and I'm going to think, you know, thank you, Lord, for giving me that opportunity to just, you know, put it all out there. My wife and I have both just really put it out there. And one thing I've learned through this process is that we stopped being intentional because we were in like survival mode, right? So we're focused on what's in front of us right now. What do I have to do right now to get all of these businesses to do well? And then focusing on that, the survival aspect, and not being intentional about where we want to go. Where is the vision? And where do we need to act in order to get where we want to go? Not just survive, but to thrive. And so I'm being vulnerable with you to tell you that you need to be intentional. You need to sit down. You need to plan it out, strategize, and then step into it and make it all happen. All right. So that was a lot of time too on number eight. Sorry about that. Number nine, be yourself. Okay. There's already somebody else. Don't be them. They're already that person. Okay. Does that make sense? You know, there's all these people out there doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And everybody's got their shtick, right? Everybody's got their thing, like, you know, all these different leaders. Don't try to be them. Don't try to copy somebody and be them. Be who you are. Be who God made you to be, because guess what? You're going to be the best at it of anybody. You're going to be the best you. So focus on being you. And, you know, I think about this when I think about a lot of the influencers out there, social media and whatnot. I think about TikTok. You go into TikTok and I'm kind of a TikTok fan, okay? Because I'm so entertained by it and the different things you can learn and the different things that people do to create like a new business and stuff like this, okay? There's these two guys that have a TikTok site, and what they do is they do dad jokes. That's all they do is they tell each other dad jokes. And oh my gosh, it makes me laugh every time I watch these guys. And that's their shtick. That's their thing. And they're having an impact on people because that's their thing. I don't want to be them. I don't want to tell dad jokes. So I'm not going to be them. I'm going to let them be them. There's these guys that have a company called Dude Perfect, where they like do crazy stuff with hitting golf balls and throwing frisbees and shooting baskets from the top of a canyon, you know, type of thing. And I mean, they do all kinds of crazy stuff. Check it out, Dude Perfect. They are hilarious. They've built an empire, a huge business where they're making big money on this silly stuff that they do, you know. I just recently watched a TikTok where all it was is guys that drop heavy things, large things, small things, heavy things, weird things from 100 feet up high and on top of other things that are down below on the ground. And that's all they do. And they just drop these things and watch them like smash. And it's like, it's so weird. Okay, but it's interesting to watch, but you know what? I don't want to be them. I'm not going to, it's their shtick. Okay. So if you know a chiropractor that's practicing a certain way, you can take little bits and pieces that you can learn from them and apply it to how you can be you, how you can be you, how you can just magically turn into this thing that is just you, because people will be drawn to it. They'll be magnetized to it. It'll be awesome. Just be you, okay? Number 10, help others. And this really is the focus of Big Fish. My company, Big Fish Enterprises, it's my coaching company. And what we do is we pay it forward. My company's called, the holding company is called PIF Holdings. Pay it forward focused. It's my holding company that has my entity within it, and that is to pay it forward, is to help others, you know, be on this earth to advance someone else, because that's more fun than just, you know, advancing yourself, because at the end, you know, what does everybody want to look at you and go, oh, good job, you, way to go, big shot? No, it's not about that. It's about helping others become bigger. That's more fulfilling, you guys. That's more fulfilling. So help others. It delivers a sense of validation if you do that. Number 11, know your purpose. Know your purpose. Everything revolves around your purpose. So you better stink and know what your purpose is. Now, it's important to realize that clarity doesn't necessarily come all at once, okay? It takes a while to really grasp what your purpose is. But ask yourself, you know, why am I on this planet? Why am I here? You know, why did God make me? If you want to read a great book, The Purpose-Driven Life is a fantastic, fantastic book. Purpose-Driven Life. And read that book, and that literally that will change your thinking. You know, I have a lot of people say, you know, the purpose of my, I want to be happy. And that's the most common answer to that question. If you ever ask people, ask 100 people, what's your purpose in life? Be happy, raise a family to be happy. You know, those are the most common answers that I get when I ask that question. You know, I'm sorry that it's just, that falls flat with me. Really? God made you so that you could just walk around and be happy? That's the purpose? That's the purpose that God made you? So you could just walk around as a happy person? You know, I think that's pretty self-serving. I don't know. How about God made you so that you could help others be happy? That'd be something bigger, I think. It's weird. I mean, you look at all the people that we look up to that have really done something great, and it's because they've done something great that has helped and changed other people's lives. Like, you know, Mother Teresa and all the people that she helped, or Billy Graham and all the souls that he has saved, or Nick Vujicic, who, you know, the guy has no arms and no legs, and he's a speaker, and he brings people to a better understanding of who they are, and he's just a powerful speaker, but he's got no arms and no legs. You know, it's truly amazing. John Maxwell, probably one of the greatest leadership gurus in the world ever, in the history. He teaches people how to be leaders. Or an astronaut, you know, somebody who is showing what can be possible, what you can do when you put your head together and you have a goal. Or even somebody like Zuckerberg, who creates something like Facebook. Now, whether or not Facebook has become what we really want it to be, I'm not sure. But, you know, connecting people and having people connected to each other and be friends with each other. I mean, what a cool concept. What an amazing thing. What an amazing thing that could be used for such good. But of course, you know, there's always things that are created that get used for the wrong reasons. But know your purpose. And then, man, every day is about delivering the goods toward your purpose, okay? Number 12 is find good friends. Find good friends. Find friends that influence you, friends that encourage you, friends that challenge you and push you. Friends that hold you accountable. How do you find a friend like that? Be a friend like that. Be a good friend to someone. And hopefully they'll reciprocate. And they don't always reciprocate, but hopefully a good friend will reciprocate. So be a good friend. And for those of you that are parents out there, let me tell you, how your kids find friends and what friends they choose to hang around with will help define who they are. And with my kids, boy, I absolutely saw that. And we did everything we could to put our kids in a place where they would connect with good people and create good friendships, good wholesome friendships, people that would love them no matter what they did, and people that would challenge them and influence them and encourage them and all of that. Because your kids are going to find friends one way or another. And if they find the dope heads, skateboarders, or whatever that are up to no good and have a bad outlook on life and are doing things for the wrong reasons, you know, you don't want those people having the influence on your kids. And believe me, that can happen. So, you know, be very concerned and very concerned about where your kids are hanging out and who they're hanging out with, because that makes all the difference in the world. All right, number 13, last but certainly not least, is listen to your life's whispers. There's a message being relayed constantly. Okay, and this is Oprah speaking now, okay? Oprah said, there's a message being relayed constantly. Pay attention. The more you pay attention, the louder it will get. And sometimes when you're not listening, and you're not listening, and you're not listening, it's going to get so loud that God will smack you across the face with it. God will have to smack you if you're not listening. So get into God's word. Go to church. Listen to great things on the internet, inspiring things. Find some podcasts that will feed you. But be listening for the voice of God, because it's typically a whisper. And I'm going to quote this verse for you that I think is kind of applicable in this thought. I'm going to quote from Psalm 46. So interesting, verse 1 in Psalm 46 says this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. And just a few verses later, it says this: be still and know that I am God. Be still. And I maybe would insert these words: be still and hear the whispers that God wants you to hear. Be still and know that I am God. All right. Listeners, thank you so much. Thank you for putting up with me and putting up with Oprah, because Oprah is the one that inspired me. I thought I would get nothing out of reading the top 13 rules for success from Oprah, and I got a lot. I hope you got a lot. We got 2 episodes out of this, and I think it was good stuff. So I would say please share this. It's the only way that we can get good information to other people is to have other people get exposed to ChiroFeast. So send this to 2 chiropractors today, 2 chiropractors that you know. Send this episode to them. Hopefully they will subscribe. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Then you're going to get a little ping, when it comes time that a new episode is dropped. And I hope that you're listening. And I hope that you contact me if you need any help, because I am here for you. I'm here to pay it forward to you. Okay? So stay hungry, my friends. And as always, pay it forward.